Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One other thing about the whole Shedeur Sanders thing. So who's his coach? Well, Deion's his dad, but yeah. Who's the offense coordinator?
Oh, Pat Shurmur.
Right. Would Pat Shurmur be honest with the Giants if the Giants had a chance to draft Shedeur Sanders? Would he be honest with him to tell him whether or not he can be the guy in New York?
Yeah, I think so. I think he would, because I think he, even though things went sour here, I think that everybody still leaves the building as a head coach or a GM, except for Tom Coughlin, and maybe they've mended fences, but it's still like, you don't hate John Mara, you know, when you leave the building.
So if John Mara and Pat Shurmur ever got into a room together and had a private conversation, would Pat Shurmur be honest to John Mara, or do they not like each other?
I mean, I would think that they would be okay. I mean, it's like bygones be bygones. The NFL and the football business is just, you know, it's a hatchet every time you turn around. So I would think that he'd be honest with
Pat Shurmur has been a lifer in football.
Yeah. He's been fired 10 million times.
Right. And he's been around great players. He's been around not so great players, bad ownership, whatever. You would think that he would know whether or not Shedeur Sanders has all of the characteristics that are required to win in today's game.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
So why does anybody ever have to ask anybody? Why not just ask him?
You could. I don't know what you're getting at.
I'm just trying to say, if it were the Giants and they did have an opportunity to draft Shedeur Sanders, not with the number one overall pick, but let's say with the fourth or fifth, you know, who knows? Maybe the Raiders will be so freaking desperate that they'll trade anything to get up to number one to be able to get him, which would land in the lap of the New England Patriots right now.
I mean, what the hell are the Giants going to do, though, if they don't draft a quarterback this year? I mean,
stopgap.
Yeah, I know. But then, I mean, this coaching staff is going to survive, and this regime is going to survive with that situation? No. I mean, they'd have so much pressure to put that kid in and see what they could do with him. It would be
a mess. That's why.
I mean, are they staying, by the way, or what? What is going on with that? Because I can't figure out for the life of me what they're going to do. You hear a lot now, the Shane staying, Dable going, which I think is silly, because then what, you're going to have Joe Shane hire the next head coach, and then when he get, you know, then it's like, okay, he has a draft that doesn't work out again, then you fire him, and you got the head coach there, and you got to hire a general manager, and around you go chasing your own tail. You can't do that. They both stay or they both go.
And the one thing is that a rookie quarterback, there's no Jaden Daniels in this draft. I don't see any one of these quarterbacks that can be Bo Nix in this draft right now. That, in other words, becoming the starting quarterback of the New York Giants next year and leading their teams the way that Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix have led their teams.
It's amazing how many of these guys have played, like all the games that they have played.
And now Michael Penix.
Yeah, I know. On top of it. I mean, and even though the Bears have been terrible, I think people still believe that Caleb Williams is going to be a good player. But, you know, Drake May is showing a lot of talent. Obviously, Jaden Daniels has been the star of the class so far. Bo Nix has been great with Sean Payton. I mean, it just sucks that the Giants missed out. You know, they had an opportunity to draft Bo Nix and Michael Penix.
And what happens if my J.J. McCarthy turns out to be something? I know you don't believe it, but let's say they lose Sam Darnold and he becomes something next year. The Giants passed on him, too.
I do, and part of my reason in not believing was I thought that they were going to throw him out there when he wasn't ready. And I did say at the time, I'm not just saying this now, that the year off for him could be the best thing that ever happened.
Well, the best call you've ever made in the 8 years that I've worked with you was the Sam Darnold call.
Well, thank you.
You said he was going to have a good year. You didn't say he was going to have a great year. You said he was going to have a good year with Kevin O'Connell.
Well, I thought it was going to be good. And I also said that this narrative you were going to hear was going to be, hey, that year he spent in San Francisco was great for him. And that's what everybody's been saying. So he goes out of that system.
And maybe, Carson Wentz spending a year in Kansas City is going to get, you know, his last year in Indianapolis was not bad. It was like 28 touchdowns and 7 interceptions.
Yeah.
And all they had to do was win one of their last two games, and they didn't. He came down with COVID those last 2 weeks.
Yeah. The vid.
Yep. And he ended up losing to the Raiders and the Jaguars, I think. And they missed the playoffs by one game.
Yeah. Not good.
Just like they're going to miss the playoffs this week by losing to the Giants last week. Or this year.
What fan base is going to be lucky enough to have the Carson Wentz resurrection storyline next year? How fortunate.
It's going to be one. I'm telling you, again, like you could have said the same thing this time last year about Sam Darnold.
Yeah, that's true.
You could have said the same thing probably about Baker Mayfield when he went to Tampa Bay 2 years ago. And by the way, so he signed a 3-year, $100 million contract. So that's about $33 million a year.
Uh-huh.
Could you see Minnesota doing that with Sam Darnold? But Sam Darnold's going to want more than that.
Yeah, I just don't. And there's, not that I have a Vikings insider by any stretch of the imagination, but there's a Vikings fan that I talk to who's out there in Minnesota, and he swears, absolutely swears, that no matter what happens, that they're going to J.J. McCarthy.
I mean, look at these throws he's making.
I know, and it drives me crazy. I mean, I would not do... I am of the belief, and I'm not the one dealing with the salary cap. I get it.
He's finally figured out how to read defenses.
I just don't know how you let a guy like that go at that age. It's what, especially when you've been dying of thirst for a quarterback like that for your entire existence. And here he is at 28 years old doing this in the MVP conversation. You're going to let him go based on the salary cap? Eesh. I don't know, man.
I'll tell you what, they're paying him $10 million this year, and every other guy in the conversation for MVP, except for Saquon Barkley, is a quarterback that is making north of $50 million.
Yeah. Yeah. he's got some work to do, though, Sam, before we get to the offseason. He's still got some work to do. And if they win on Sunday night, that's when I really start getting nervous. That's when I really start getting nervous. Now we're talking about two games, two wins to get to the big one, which I have not seen in my lifetime. I was not alive to watch them lose four straight Super Bowls. So